I wasn't going to write anything. I told myself, today I'll be good. I'd keep the filth tucked between my thighs and not spill it into the world. But then I thought about him again. The way his voice gets low when he calls me pet. Like the word alone could curl my toes. The way he talks about what he'll do to me like it's already decided. Like my body's not mine anymore. It's his favorite toy, and he's just waiting to unwrap it again. I thought about the time he told me no, just to hear me whimper. He told me to beg, and I did. He told me to stop, and I didn't, because I wanted to be bad. I wanted to be caught. I've been touching myself for days without release, just to stay in that edge space. That hazy, needy, desperate place where even a look could ruin me. I send him voice notes when I'm dripping, slurred, messy little whispers about how wet I am, how I ache for him. Sometimes I press the mic with shaky fingers, already flushed, already shaking. Already apologizing for how ruined I've made myself for him. And then I delete it. And then I record it again. And then I send it. And then I hide. My shame tastes like honey and salt. And I know I'll do it again tomorrow.